This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In the first hour, we got through five of the list of 20 things that successful people supposedly refuse to do, and we can continue on that list. Of course, you can call in about anything. We had one call in the last hour about making some ridiculous claim that 15,000 Russian troops were here being hidden in biospheres, whatever that is. Now, if you look up UN biosphere, there's some detail about that.
Apparently they're hiding things in them.
I don't know where they are or what they are. I have not done any of the research on that, nor do I really care.
Well, I think that's a scary thing about troops here in America is the idea of, and I think that this is valid, right, like if you send U.S. troops to Iraq, they'll do things there. Because we've read all kinds of stories about, the tyrannical things they were doing during the Iraq War.
Sure.
Roadside stops and that sort of thing.
Raping people.
Well, I'm talking about the things that they were doing that was considered legitimate orders.
Other things happen when you send men to war, right?
Bad things are going to always happen in war. There's no doubt about it. Hopefully, when they're caught, they'll be brought before military justice and, that'll be taken care of. They're caught. No doubt. That's not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about what they're ordered to do, house-to-house searches, car vehicle stops, the sort of thing that would not be acceptable here in the United States.
That's right.
The troops will readily do.
Oh, wait, they did it here in the United States, Mark. Remember after the Boston bombing? House-to-house searches.
It wasn't troops. It was
sure as hell looked like troops.
They were dressed like troops, I can tell you that.
They had machine guns like troops.
Right. I get it. And I think that the frog is beginning to boil. You don't have to. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But I think that what people's fear is that foreign troops working for the U.S. government or the U.N. or whatever nefarious body is looking to take away your rights. And I would say, all you need to do is start naming off the largest governmental bodies on the planet, and you have the list of dangerous people. I've got it. But I think, really, the scariest part is how much U.S. troops, U.S. police would do here.
Oh, yeah. We touched on that last night.
If they were given a good enough story. Police are already doing roadside checks. They'll stop you in the middle of the road and ask for your ID. And
it started with DUI checkpoints, but now they're doing registration checkpoints. They are literally stopping people and demanding they show ID and car registration.
Right. The only thing they don't have is a crappy Hollywood German accent.
Mm-hmm.
Ja, peppers, please.
Yeah, because they do have jackboots.
They're asking for your papers to drive the car. And this is how it goes, right? Like it gets ramped up so slowly. But under the right circumstance, as you've shown, Ian, in Boston after the bombing, they're taking people out of their homes at gunpoint.
Yeah, it was crazy.
With military vehicles on the street and running them. I mean, it was.
The only thing that would have made it worse is if they were executing those people. I mean, that's.
Well, I suppose they could be reassigning them to some kind of camp or something.
Some kind of camp? Okay, that would have been worse. And then executing them would have been worse from there.
Certainly.
But, it's almost to the point of as bad as it could be.
I guess I'm not ready to accept, state police shooting people, given orders to shooting civilians when they're given orders, especially when those houses likely contain children.
Mm.
Now, the question, I don't know, right? Like, they could pass down the order and say, this ethnic group is now at war with the United States, and you need to cleanse them. The ethnic cleansing is as far back as you can go in human history.
It can't happen here, Mark.
No?
It can't happen.
They were just locking people up post 9/11. They were just locking people up for being Middle Eastern.
Well, it's not like the people in the United States government locked up people for being Japanese or German. Oh, wait, no, they did that. Back in the 1940s.
Sure.
So don't think it can't happen here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jimmy in Arizona via Skype. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
How y'all doing?
Jimmy, you're on the air. Doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of had a rough week.
Oh, man. It was Thanksgiving. Why was it a rough week?
Well, I accidentally cut off the circulation to my penis.
You've got to watch out with that. Now, what were you doing? Without being too graphic, you've got to remember there's, you know, family listening.
Yeah. Well, I've been huffing gasoline to ease the pain.
Kids, do not try this at home.
No, this is a very bad idea.
Yeah, well, hey, I called in because this story kind of relates to that.
Hmm.
I want an apology from Dave in New York. Yeah.
For what?
He said that I commit bestiality.
Did he? I don't even remember this call. When was this?
Yeah. We were talking online.
Okay. So he went to Dave in New York for listeners who are new to the show. Dave in New York is sort of a regular caller. He's called a number of times over the last year or so and has been upset about people arguing with him on the internet.
He often repeats himself over and over again.
And so apparently you found him on the internet and you had a little chat with him.
Yeah. Well, and this is what kind of leads into it. So y'all know, because I know y'all follow me on LinkedIn and MySpace, y'all know that I'm a big time hunter, right?
You sound like it.
Yeah. Well, I got myself one of them big bucks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming up, me and Milford's 10-year anniversary. And so I thought it'd be nice. I used one of the buck's butthole, and I made a ring out of it.
I bet she'll love that.
And yeah. Well, then I thought I'd surprise her, and I put it on my penis. And yeah. So that's, you know. And then I told Dave.
And you just left it there too long. How long did you leave it on?
It was only for a couple of hours.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be
bad. Yeah, but when I showed Milford, obviously, you know, it I accidentally cut the circulation off.
Yeah, that'll ruin the mood.
It turned into a mess, but anyway, he said that I committed.
Is she a big sphincter fan? I mean,
is that like a baseball team? What?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, the Toledo Sphincters.
Yeah, she probably is. But yeah, it's no, it's just I make a ring out of them. It's like it was our anniversary. I got her this nice ring, and I got
Well, you know, it
I
is
wanted
a thought.
To give it to her in a it special a way.
But wait, where did Dave in New York come into this?
Well, we were talking on a chat room. And I told him about what I'll do for Milford, you know, and he's like, oh, that's bestiality. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's like a special thing that I would do for her. And, you know, and he just said, oh, it's like having, you know, relations with a buck, you know, and it's gay bestiality also.
Well, there's an argument. I mean, at the very least for the bestiality claim, I would say.
And necrophilia.
Oh, there's also that, yeah. Jimmy, very disturbing. Thank you for the call tonight. I don't think I want to go any further with this.
As far as say horrifying.
How does one fake this stuff up?
Too far.
I hope I never know.
Yeah, well, there are, you know, so it comes back to the conversation we've had a number of times about sexual deviancy, and that if people are repressed sexually, they're more likely to do bizarre things. Now, maybe Jimmy was telling the truth or not, but there certainly are plenty of videos of people doing things that are very disturbing, more so than what Jimmy is alleged to have done. I mean, there's some pretty disturbing video footage on the internet. And I don't think we need to go into, you know, the details about what you'll see if you watch something like One Guy, One Jar. Now, I don't recommend you do that, but if you were to watch it, you might be even more disturbed than by what you just heard there.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah. So toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about successful people, and generally cutting off circulation to body parts will not contribute to your eventual success. Probably is going to set you back a few thousand dollars, several thousand dollars maybe in hospital bills at the very least.
Indeed.
So do stay away from that. Asphyxiation, kids, probably not the safest sexual fetish to get into. I realize he's not talking about asphyxiation.
He killed the guy from NXS, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, he hung himself in a hotel room. So yeah, asphyxiation... It's a real dangerous one. And also the kids, right? Like, aren't they doing the choking game? Which doesn't have anything to do with sex, but it does have to do with asphyxiation. Cutting off circulation, just generally not a good thing.
That's the choking game was a thing that was played even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's been done even
more. Get high, right?
Yeah.
Just get some sort of a rush.
Yeah.
Toll free. No, kids, stick to marijuana. 855-450-FREE. I'm serious about that.
Well, it's better than hanging yourself in a hotel room.
I'm just trying to save lives. And gas huffing, also bad idea. Bad idea.
Alcohol, bad
More
idea.
More coming up. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. We invite you here to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can help support the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon links there. You just click into the right Amazon for you, Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, there's some things you cannot buy at Amazon, like ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your internet data. So right now, without ProXPN, your ISP, your internet service provider, is probably logging all of the websites you visit, the search terms that you enter. They may be keeping those logs for as many as 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to that right now by going and downloading the free software from proxpn.com/FTL. Software is available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and even Linux users. Can get ProXPN working. It's a fairly simple process there. ProXPN.com/FTL to get started. When you're ready to upgrade from their free account to premium level, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, as well as get past regionally blocked websites. And you can do it all for 50% off the price of the annual account by using our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50. And that, by the way, that savings is good for the lifetime of the account. Plus, you can save even more if you pay with Bitcoin and use code FTLBTC. You get 62% off the price of the annual account with that code. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy. That's priceless. Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark all in the studio. We started in the first hour with a list of 20 things that successful people refuse to do. We're going to continue on that list. If you missed the first five, you can go and grab the link over on our Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. But number six, successful people do not let failure bring them down. Successful people...
You mean in the long term?
Well, what do you mean?
Nobody doesn't get brought down by failure in the short term.
Okay. Well, as long as you keep your head up and you know that, you know, like, for instance, if you're in sales, you know you're going to get no's, right? So you shouldn't let the no's that you're receiving from people you're trying to pitch whatever product or service to get you down. You really shouldn't let it get to you if you can all at all avoid that, because every no is one no closer to a yes. You've got to keep things like that in mind.
Yeah, I heard a sales guru once saying that he was saying if you have an average of one yes for every nine no's, meaning
you've
got a 10% rate of getting sales or getting new customers. He said that you shouldn't let those no's discourage you, because they're like one tenth of your success. You just need
to get them.
You just need to get eight more of those, and then the next one will be a sale.
Yeah, I do sales for a living.
That's right.
Of the three of us in the room, I'm probably the most selly guy here. And I've got to say that there are some no's that are worse than others. And you...
Like, yeah, if they say no, you a-hole, that could
right,
be... That could
click, hurt. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, sometimes you're just going to take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go get a cup of coffee or do whatever you got to do to, you know, sort of shake it off. There are, honestly, one, as a salesperson... I think if I looked, you know, from the big picture, if I take the bird's eye view, mm-hmm. I'd rather get the go to hell click answer than I would the, you know, it sounds like it might be an okay idea. Why don't you call me again in 2 weeks? The wishy-washy person that keeps putting you off for years. In my line of work, literally have customers that I have been dealing with for years and never got a sale out of.
Can you really call them a customer if you've never actually...
Client,
never
prospect?
Something? Prospect would be the right term. Yeah.
I'd still consider them my client. I still serve them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my line of work, I serve people before I get paid.
Correct.
And so... But
it sucks to get strung along. But you know what? I've actually had it pan out, right? Like, so I sell something different. I sell Free Talk Live to radio stations, not with money transferring hands, but just selling the idea of Free Talk Live.
Affiliate relations. But in the radio business, they also call it affiliate sales.
That's right, because, you know, you're pitching your program essentially to these program directors, and
You know, there's one station, I won't say which one it is, that we've got on the air, and it literally took me several years to finally make that happen. And there was time where the guy was literally saying he was going to put us on, and he was continuing to going to put us on for years. And finally, you know, finally got the signed agreement, finally made it happen. But, you know, sometimes that happens, and you just can't let it get you down. You really just can't. So going on here with the list, they believe that no matter, successful people believe that no matter how many times they fail, they will get back up again stronger than before. Number seven, sort of on the same track, they don't let problems bring them down. If you let your life get weighed down by problems, you're not going to be anything but stressed. And that is the way to having more problems in life. When facing a problem, instead of focusing on the solution, or rather, excuse me, instead of focusing on the problem, you should focus on your action and what you can do to make the situation better. By shifting your focus like this, you will feel better and maybe even find a way, a better way, to solve the problem.
Yeah, if you're always sort of shaking your fist at the sky and saying, why did this happen to me? It's a really disempowering position.
Mm.
You know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, as the Bible says. And it's true. You're going to have some problems, and there's no anything about it that's just that.
Number nine, they don't make excuses. Oh, wait, I skipped one. Number eight, they don't let other people's judgments affect their self-esteem. Successful people don't let themselves and their self-esteem get bogged down by other people's words or judgments. They know that what they're worth, they know what they're worth and what they stand for. They know what they want out of their lives and what they're looking for and what they and they have their own rules for making all that happen for themselves. They don't rely on outside approval and they don't need others to prove their worth. So they don't let other people's judgments affect their self-esteem.
It makes you're making it sound like successful people are a bunch of sociopaths that don't need others, that aren't affected by their outside, about the outside world, like they just, you know, like charge forward. And I don't think that that's entirely true. I think that you've got to, you should take in consideration what the feedback that other people give you in your life.
Yeah, but if you know what you want, then you really should stick with your follow your heart. I can tell you, Mark, that I had at least two instances that I can recall when I was a teenager and interested in getting into radio. I had at least two people try to dissuade me from that. One of them was a lady who ran the externship program at the high school in which I worked.
What was her reasoning?
She tried to tell me I shouldn't intern at a radio station because all they were going to do was make me clean the station van or something like that. That someone else she knew had done that, and he had a terrible experience with it or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so she tried to talk me out of it. Luckily, I ignored her because I knew what I wanted to do. And then there was like one of the ladies I worked with at Kmart. She told me she didn't think I had a voice for radio. And, you know, of course,
is it the same voice?
Well, I mean, I probably had a slightly higher voice when I was
younger.
A teenager. But, you know, I was aware that radio voices didn't really matter that much anymore. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to have a deep, ballsy voice or whatever to do radio. And so I didn't let that dissuade me either.
And Mark, for what it's worth, number eight says they don't let other people's judgments affect their self-esteem.
Okay.
So, you know, other people's thinking is very helpful, and you can benefit from other people's learning, but your self-esteem, I guess, you should.
So alone gets you down. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 453.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long-grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about success. What is it that successful people refuse to do? That's for whatever reason the way this article is written. Everything is they don't. Well, you could also say it's what successful people do as well. It's kind of a success. An article about success written from the negative side. We'll continue with this because there's 20 of these, and we've gotten through 8 of the 20. You're welcome to add in your additions to this list. Certainly, it's not complete, and we have not gotten into detailed discussion on all of them. So, you know, feel free to share your experiences and how they relate to some of these things. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe some of these things you've been doing for a long time, and maybe you'll get something fresh out of the list that you never really considered before. Or maybe it'd been a long time since you've heard it, and you needed to hear it again. We're here for you here tonight. You can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind with you tonight. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget about how to get some great coffee. Mark, please instruct.
Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's really that easy. We have a subscription program there you sign up for. You get a free pound of coffee. You pay for the shipping. It's great coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. If you continue with the subscription, you can cancel at any time. You can get your free pound and go. But if you continue, you will upgrade your coffee drinking experience with BuzzBox Coffee. It's among the best coffee you'll probably drink in your life. But what you'll also be able to do is to help people around the world. Because what BuzzBox is doing is cutting us back a check out of the proceeds that we're able to loan out to people through Kiva.org. So you're drinking coffee already. Well, upgrade the experience and help people in the process. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've given out many microloans, and we hope to give out many more. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We move on to number 9 on the list here from Huffington Post reposting a brandmentalist.com list of things that successful people refuse to do. Number 9, they don't make excuses. Successful people take responsibility for their mistakes. If things don't go as planned or something goes wrong, they'll take responsibility for it and fix the problem. Successful people are determined to get their goals achieved each day, no matter how big or small, and they don't make excuses. Number 10, they don't envy other people's success. Successful people believe that everyone has the ability to become successful. They believe that the more successful people there are, the better this world will become. Seeing other people succeed doesn't make them envy, but rather makes them feel inspired and motivated.
You know, that to me does really truly identify somebody who's always not going to be successful, is the ones that just sit there and, you know, they're just eaten up with the envy of other people. Oh, they've got this and they've got that.
Those rich people.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing. And it just, it's like, really? That's what bothers you? You know, they've got a jet or an attractive girlfriend or whatever it is that they've got. Believe me, they've got all kinds of problems that are their own. Take a look at the Hollywood people and the amount of people that die from drug use.
Mm-hmm.
You really think it's that great there?
Robin Williams just committed suicide.
She's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of that Heath Ledger guy. I mean, I don't know what killed him. Was it speedballing or something like that? I can't remember. I never know. But, you know, I mean, these people just dropping all the time. It's not because they're living really fantastic lives.
Mm-hmm. They may have the trappings of wealth, but
sure,
that doesn't mean, as was touched on earlier in the list, that they're happy.
Well, it's like a car. You know, like, really, what's the difference between a $3,000 car and a $300,000 car?
Oh, well, it's a $3,000 car might have an oil leak or something like that.
A $3,000? You can probably get a car that doesn't have an oil leak.
Yeah.
But
not much of a difference.
It's got
leather seats.
I guess.
Heated seats.
Heated seats, not so bad. You can wear a jacket, but, you know, whatever. It really, when it comes down to it, you apply your foot to the gas pedal, it goes. If it's got a sound system that's somehow inferior to what you want, you can switch it out for a couple of $100 and get, you know, the thing that you can plug in your MP3 player or whatever to. You're not talking about that much of a difference in life. Rich people and poor people, middle class people, I should say, really don't live that much of a different life, from what I can tell. I mean, what's the difference in living at a top, the penthouse in New York City and my life in an 800-square-foot cabin in the woods in New Hampshire?
Well, it just depends on whether or not you can be happy with one of those things or another.
But what makes you happy?
That's just the thing. You got to make you happy.
Right.
The direction you're going in is always what makes you happy, not your location, not where you are.
I think a lot of people just want to be looked at like, oh, wow, aren't you special?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so you're special. Congratulations. You're special. Every one of you people are special. Great. Get out there and have a good life.
So another difference, there's a difference between envy and seeing something that you desire, but, you know, you're not jealous of the other person for having it, right? Like, if you see someone with a car that you really like, you can say to yourself, I'd like to have one of those someday.
Nothing wrong with liking something and aspiring to have it.
Envy would be like, that's none of a... How dare he, you know, like, I'm so jealous of him having this. He has it and I can't have it. Well, maybe you could have it if you had the right attitude about it, and, you know, down the line. Maybe you can buy it used from that guy someday. Who knows?
Yeah, Charles Givens in his book Wealth Without Risk or More Wealth Without Risk or whatever. And by the way, he may not have the best advice on all insurance, but whatever. He suggests that the best way to buy a car is just get the car you want to it's 2 years old and sell it at 4 years old. And that way you're having the cars you want, you're getting them, but you're not taking the biggest hit. Because when you drive that car off the lot, that's when you're taking the hit.
Everyone knows that, right? In case you didn't know, it's true. When you drive the car off the lot brand new, it's done for as far
right.
as driving.
I think that the best reason to get a newer car is so that you don't have mechanical problems, but a two-year-old car is probably not going to have the problems.
I chose a 10-year-old old, and it didn't have that many problems when I bought it with like 100,000 miles on it.
But there you go, and it was ridden hard. It was a cop car. However, I went and got a new car, but I did it for a reason. I wanted to sort of promote the plug-in hybrid technology. So
yeah, you don't want to buy gas.
I don't like buying gas, and I feel like every gallon of gas you get is another dead Middle Eastern kid. That there's just too much violence that goes on in that region over oil, and I'm not interested in participating in it. So I want to minimize the amount that I use. I'm not saying I don't use gasoline. I certainly do, but I use a lot less than a lot of other people do.
Rusty's on the line. He's in Houston, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I think this article is kind of vague, and it seems a little bit like, the book The Secret, where if you just think happy thoughts, it's going to happen. I really don't think that's the case, especially, they talk about envy, and people can envy other people, and that can be their drive. That could be what pushes them to get more. If you want a great family, you can be envious. Someone else like, wow, they must have it all together. They have a great family, and that makes you want to alter yourself and be better.
I don't know if that really defines what envy. I mean, I don't know if what you're talking about there is the definition.
Yeah, desire to have better things isn't envy.
And I don't really see much law of it. I mean, by the way, I'm on board for the law of attraction and all that, but I don't see this particular article really advocating that necessarily. I mean, they are advocating that you stay positive and don't let failure get you down.
The first step in positive action is positive thoughts. I'm not talking about sitting there and wishing that you had better things. I'm talking about, you need a clear vision. This is about goal setting, and you need a clear vision of what you want in order to get there. If you don't know that you want to go to Cleveland, you're never going to arrive in Cleveland.
Right. There's some good things sprinkled in there, but I think it's probably equally as much. It sounds kind of New Age, very vague kind of BS stuff.
This isn't New Age.
Have you had advice on how to have a better life? Have you heard somewhere that you thought was better than this? Like, a list that was just better?
No, I think goal setting is a good priority. I don't know. Maybe it's all point of view. It doesn't pass the smell test to me. I think there's something fishy there, and it seems a little new agey. That's just my opinion.
These are old ideas. I mean, the ideas of how to be success are...
Well, new age is old.
I guess where you're coming from now. I get where you're coming from. Thank you, Rusty, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're going to critique the list, get a little more specific. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year, she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from personalcreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before
war. It's time to survive. It's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. We will continue on with the 20 things that successful people refuse to do. One of our callers said he thought the list was New Age, and I don't think I agree with that assessment. I mean, New Age more has to do with, like, spirituality than, you know,
yeah, I think
success.
He heard some of that wishful magic thinking, I guess is what the
law
new term
of attraction.
Is. Yeah. And I agree completely with him that, you know, you need to have, you need to have action in order to succeed at doing something.
Sure.
But I think that you need to have the positive thoughts before you're going to have the positive action. Like, that's what gets everything rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea that you're just going to sit there and think yourself all kinds of riches is pretty ridiculous. But if you're negative about whether or not you can achieve the things that you want, odds are good you're never going to get there. So you can't keep talking down to yourself, you know, saying things like you're not worthy, or that, you know, you don't deserve this, or that you can't have this.
Yeah, I wonder, are there a bunch of people who have, like, crappy attitudes about life, cynical and pessimistic,
that may have made it?
I don't know. Maybe
without being, like, the son of a rich daddy or something like
well,
that?
Sure. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah. Like, you mean made it on their own volition.
Yeah. I'd be interested.
Like, possibly
they're not writing books.
A comedian like Sam Kinison or George Carlin or something.
You pick two dead men. They've made it already.
They were successful.
Let's go to the phones here. If you can bring up anything, we still have another 10 or 11 on the list of 20 things that successful people don't do. Tomas is on the line with us from Skype. Tomas, you're on Free Talk Live, and you are calling from Prague?
No, I'm actually calling from Singapore, but I'd like to talk to you about a place in Prague.
Oh, okay, sure.
So this place is a Crypto Anarchy Institute, or it's called Parallelpolis.
It's called what again?
Institute of Crypto Anarchy.
Okay.
The name for it is Parallelpolis. I'll get to it. What does it mean? Okay. But it's a four-story building with a hackerspace, makerspace, and a cafe, which accepts only Bitcoin. nothing else.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is the first in the world. It's sort of a trolling way. They claim to make the best coffee in Prague, and in order to have it, you need to use Bitcoin.
Good. All right, that's good to know. So this is the Crypto Anarchy Institute. Is it more than a coffee shop though?
There's a co-working space where I'm hoping to open up a small team in a few months, and there's a hacker space and maker space and all kinds of
A hacker space or maker space is where you can come in and you can use tools that are available to like community members who pay a certain monthly fee to be able to come in and use those tools, but maybe they wouldn't really want to buy one of those tools for their own apartment or something like that. They need a larger area to work in, that kind of thing.
Exactly, and there's also a co-working space if you just want a quiet space to work in with your laptop or something. Mm-hmm.
And is it like a membership fee-based organization? Do you have to pay in Bitcoin for that fee?
Yes, the whole building, the whole institute uses only Bitcoin, nothing else.
Of course, does it pay its rent in Bitcoin?
No, not yet. Aha. So they need to convert the inputs. Yeah, they try to use or pay whatever they can in Bitcoin.
I bet they do.
They can't afford to convert.
Me too.
There's also an interesting story about the name. It's called Parallel Polis, which comes from 70s, from a dissident, because this is former Czechoslovakia, you know, behind the curtain wall. And the name was created to define this sort of parallel economy that these dissidents worked in.
A parallel economy. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell the name? Because it's not coming off
Parallelopolis.
Obvious when you speak it.
Parallel Polis, if you Google Crypto Anarchy Institute in Prague, then you'll find the name as well.
Okay.
It's a bit difficult to spell.
Got it.
So, and now they borrowed this name to create this space within European Union, which they consider over, you know, bureaucratized and to create a space for people to be free. They also focus on cryptography, freedom of information, and all kinds of stuff.
Very cool. And now, I know that Poland, I believe, is the same place where the Robinhooding has spread
this
to.
This is Czech.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Eastern Europe.
I was thinking Poland. Never mind.
Prague.
Prague. Poland.
With a P.
They start with a P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see Americans talk geography. They just don't know a damn thing about the world.
I think it's because Polis is in the last name here. It's Paraleni Polis, Paraleni Polis.
Whenever Europeans tell me, hey, Americans don't know, I ask them, okay, where's South Dakota?
So. I couldn't even tell you.
I've seen some maps where Europeans will like try to name the states and they'll just write things, and it's really hilarious to see that. By the way, the capital of South Dakota is Pierre.
So anyone who will be in the vicinity definitely should go and check out the place. It's awesome.
Hey, cool, man. Thanks for the heads up on that. And again, just Google Crypto Anarchy Institute. And Tomas, thanks for the call. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I like, you know, the idea of creating places for people who have similar mindsets to gather. Of course, that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. The three of us here in the studio, we joined the Free State Project. Johnny Ray, we didn't know you prior to moving to Keene, New Hampshire, where we happen to live. But people are moving all across New Hampshire, and, you know, they're getting active for freedom here because and places like what he's describing are being created. There are in the Seacoast, in Manchester, and in Keene, there are places where liberty activists, many of whom are into the Bitcoin world as well. Bitcoin is very highly accepted among the liberty community here, but there are places where people can go to. In fact, Manchester just had a new one opened up. There's actually two of them in Manchester. There's sort of these clubs that liberty activists can converge and socialize and plan stuff and, you know, do activism and things. In fact, there's a new movers party happening at one of those places tonight as we are speaking. That new movers party is going on. I believe
seems like there's new movers every week, even in the winter.
It does seem. It is. I believe that is the case out in a place like Manchester, a big city like that. So go check out the Free State Project. If you love liberty, you really care about freedom, you want to be with other people who have that mindset. If you love Bitcoin, this is also a great place to be. New Hampshire is like almost like a Bitcoin destination for the world.
world. We just had the guys from the Bit movie. They came through here a few days
ago. Yeah, that was exciting.
I don't know if we talked about that on the air. Maybe we briefly mentioned it, but their website, I don't know if it's online yet, but you can find them on Facebook at The Bit Movie, and they are traveling around the country, going to 40 cities, I think, in 30 days. So
big plans.
Adventurous. Yeah, yeah. So a lot of driving, and they're going to be meeting a lot of the people in the Bitcoin world. If there were something like the Crypto Anarchy Institute in the United States, I imagine they would be stopping by there. And so, true to form, they stopped by Keene and Manchester on their third day of the tour. So they started in Canada, Toronto, Ottawa, I think they hit Montreal, and then they came down into Vermont and came over to New Hampshire to visit the burgeoning Bitcoin scene here.
Yeah, we didn't even ask them what they hit in Vermont.
Montpelier, I think, is where they went. Okay. I don't know what's in Montpelier, but yeah, there's Bitcoin stuff everywhere. There's a cool website called CoinMap that you can visit, coinmap.org, and then you can see, zoom in on your area of wherever it in the world. It's a worldwide map. You zoom in on your area, and it'll actually show you, you know, different businesses who've taken the time to add themselves. There may be more Bitcoin-accepting businesses than what you see on CoinMap, but there's a good indicator of Bitcoin acceptance in any given city on CoinMap. Pretty cool stuff. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've been doing the 20 things that successful people don't do. Number 10.
Ian, before you go on to number 10,
yes, sir.
Can we, at number 9, I wanted to say that as...
Number 9 was they don't make excuses.
Yes. As a libertarian anarchist, I often have to stop myself, and I don't always succeed, but I...
Stop yourself from what?
From making excuses
for yourself,
for myself, okay. for my own lack of success. I might blame the system, the oppressive country that I live in, the Federal Reserve or something. It's pretty silly. Successful, talented people, I think, can rise above circumstances and. Me making excuses is not going to help me break through those
right,
barriers.
Sure, your habit of huffing that cleaning fluid that you use as the Liberty janitor. I mean, if you stop that, you'd be able to get your life together.
Only because it smells good.
No, but that's good. That's a good point there, Johnny Ray, that you know there's always something you can blame. It's easy to do that. It's easy to take the onus of control off of yourself and put it on someone else, whether it's the man or the boss or... You know, your mom and dad.
There's always somebody that's their fault, right?
Right. I'm not politically connected, so that's the reason that I'm not successful.
Perry is in Nashua, New Hampshire, where I was on the radio this morning at 6:40 a.m. on the morning show. Perry, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WSNN. Perry in Nashua. Going once. Perry in Nashua.
I'm turning down the radio.
Ah, hey, excellent.
I'm going to let you know where South Dakota is. It is right below North Dakota.
Dan, that's excellent.
Thanks for the lesson, Perry. I appreciate it, man. Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you?
Are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.